Benny Everill. I wonder if he's a golfman at the moment. Is he playing or is he just covering the PGA Tour, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, which is one of the big events on the tour every single year? He's on the line, can tell us all about it. G'day, Benny.
Hey, good morning, boys. And look, I do enjoy a little bit of golf playing myself, and I'm pretty happy that the sport is one of those ones we call a generational sport where men, women, children, you know, you can get 3-4 generations in the same family all playing together at once, and even with handicaps, they can play fair and competitively too. So pretty lucky to be around the sport of golf.
But, oh, I couldn't agree more. It's one of the great games.
The NRLW too. The NRLW has been fun for me watching the rugby league girls get after the last few years. So great stuff. And more women's sport that we can showcase, the better, I reckon.
Well, just sport, people doing sporty things. We think that's pretty cool, Benny. We think that's pretty cool, giving an opportunity to do so. Like we do at Pebble Beach, it's always one of the great events on the PGA Tour. Three courses in action. It's tough to keep abreast of, I must admit, because there's that much going on different campuses, so to speak. What's the first day's play been like?
Yeah, look, a little chilly this morning, but we're out and we're off and running it. Chad Ramey is on fire early at Pebble Beach, actually. 6-under through the first 7 holes. He just birdied that picturesque par 3 7th that everyone sort of knows is the signature hole there at Pebble Beach. So he's got off to a fast start. Jordan Spieth out there at Spyglass Hill, amongst others. We've got Victor Hovland will be out there with him as well. And a few guys across the three courses, as you said, makes it hard to sort of really judge who's sort of gotten off to the best and best start. You know, you've got to play all three courses over the 3 days. You've got to hope that the wind doesn't pick up when you're near the coastline at Pebble or on those coastal holes at Spy, and that you get benign conditions when you play Monterey Peninsula. And you've also got to hope that the celebrities that you're playing with don't get in the way. So, because it's very unique where we have, a lot of NFL stars and different comedians and actors and whatnot and all sort of happening. So it's certainly a lot of fun, a bit different. We're looking forward to the next few days.
Yeah, it's going to be great fun to watch through the journey as well. The amateur component is interesting. And some of those athletes, they get pretty competitive. Do the TV and movie stars get as competitive as the athletes out there?
Yeah, look, it's a very prestigious amateur trophy, if you will. I mean, if you win the Pebble Beach Pro-Am amateur section or the Pro-Am section, you're sort of lauded for a long time. And you get to keep going back, basically, to this all pretty awesome pro-am that you get to be a part of. So they're definitely into it. I mean, look, the Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen is here playing. He's like absolutely killing it. Look, he gave up a spot in their Pro Bowl over here this weekend. So he is that much into the golf. Like, he's like, yeah, look, I know that my sport in the Pro Bowl is a pretty big deal and it helps promote the NFL, but I'd rather go try to win the Pro-Am at Pebble. So, yeah, he's out there sort of smashing the ball away and he definitely doesn't want to be beaten.
Right, fair enough. Good luck to him. Go well. Giving up a spot in the Pro Bowl. That's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. Now, what about the Aussie contingent? We were going through the leaderboard before, and it looked like Bads.com was going the best of the Aussies to this point. It's only a small sort of contingent from the Aussies this week.
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a blast in the past with some of the Aussies. And then, you've got Greg Chalmers, who's out there, doesn't get a start as much these days. Good to see the snake getting a run. And your man Cam Percy's, I think, even through about 10 holes, which is, reasonable, but he needs to get it going if he wants to contend come the weekend. And, and Bad's also even, so the boys haven't really started. And I saw Jeff Ogilvie's even playing with us this week.
I saw that, yeah.
Big blast from the past. Look, Jeff's got to be over here a little bit. He's got to keep his foot in the game, because while the next President's Cup in Canada will see Mike Weir as captain, I'd be very, very surprised if the following one in Chicago at a place called Medina, where Jeff is helping with redesign, won't see him as captain of the International President's Cup team. So he's got to start getting his face back and around all these players and being around with them a lot more so that he can potentially do that in his future. So we should see that a little bit more in certain events going down the line.
And jumping continents, before we let you go, Benny, is the chest out the PGA Tour at the moment after Rory's victory over Patrick Reed in Dubai last week, or a couple of days ago?
It was well received, I'll say that, in the old Pontevedra Beach offices, that Rory was able to get the job done. And the way he did it too was sort of exciting for everyone in any golf or sports fan, wasn't it? It did, I'll say this, it added drama to the week and added an extra element, which was kind of fun for all and sundry. But I think that for Rory, this could, and we say this every year with Rory, because he did, you know, generally plays okay and pretty well and does, you know, reasonable things, but he hasn't won that major in a long time. We saw Cam Smith take the Open from him as well at St Andrews last year. But I think this added sort of, you know, wrinkle in things with the two tours has got Rory really fired up and maybe just got that competitive urge in him a little bit more that might help him get across the line in one of those major championships later this year. And we start with the players in March, but then we hit Augusta in April. And that's the one he needs, isn't it, for the career Grand Slam? And it might just be the chip on his shoulder he needs to get over the hump.
Yeah, a little bit of fire in the belly on the back of it. Who knows what it means for Rory, but it was great theatre at Dubai on a couple of weekdays ago to finish the Dubai Desert Classic. Good on you, Benny. Nice to chat, mate. Have a great weekend. Look forward to chatting to you soon.
Yeah, boys, next week we'll be at Phoenix with 100,000 plus a day. Should be pretty awesome. So be good to check in with me there. I'll be there live amongst the masses. So might be a good week to get some more action from you guys, and we'll see how we can go. And it's one of the new, as they call, designated events. So we'll have all the top players there as well. So it should be big.
Right, yeah. Look, be good fun. Good on you, mate. Have a great weekend.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Ben Averill, PGA Tour Media Manager. That's great stuff.